Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yud Beis Brachos 12. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is recording several statements that Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba said in the name of Rav. And one of the statements that we'll focus on is that he says, Kol she'efshar lo avakesh rachamim achavero, whoever is capable, for whom it is possible to request mercy for his friend, ve'enum levakish, and yet he doesn't request the mercy, nikra chote. Such a person is called a sinner. And the Gemara's proof text for this is the verse from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, where Shmuel says, Gam anochi chalili mechato Hashem. God forbid for me that to sin to God, mechado hispalel ba'adchem, to stop and to cease from praying on your behalf. And this was the prayer of Shmuel, where Shmuel agreed to ask for mercy for the people. So what is this prayer reference to? This was a prayer that was said by Shmuel after Shmuel had first rebuked the people, because the people had asked for a king and they were not satisfied with Shmuel's rule. They didn't want to show fate. Shmuel was a judge or a prophet, but they wanted something new. They wanted a king. And Shmuel said to them that since that's the case, since they were asking so disrespectfully and in a manner that was not appropriate, Shmuel said he's going to pray to God that rain, that dew should come down that day, rain should come down that day, even though it was a time of the wheat harvest. And if during the time where they were harvesting the wheat, if the rain came down, it would destroy the crops. And this would be a sign that they did a terrible thing in asking for a king in that manner. And so therefore, that's what happened. Shmuel prayed, and indeed what happened was that the rain started to come down, and God made lightning and thunder come down on that day, and rain come down. And so then the people came and they requested from Shmuel the prophet, that he should pray to God for the rain to stop. And Shmuel said that even though they had not acted properly until now, that they had asked for a king inappropriately, however, if they would repent and they would return to God and they will no longer act in a disrespectful manner, Shmuel would pray for them. And so therefore, as a result of this, this is the proof text for the Gemara. The Sifsei Chachamim writes that the reason why this person is called a sinner is because somebody who, that's why he says, this person who does not pray on his friend's behalf is called a chote, is called a sinner. It's because this person has lost the opportunity to do the mitzvah of ahavta orecha kamocha, of loving your neighbor like you love yourself, and also the mitzvah of gemilos chasadim, of acts of kindness. And furthermore, there's another concept which we learn in the Talmud, in Sanhedrin, that whoever saves one life, it's as though they've saved the whole world. And so therefore, this person is a sinner because they have abandoned the opportunity to save a life and to help a life. Also, the commentaries point out, why does it say the phrase Kol she'efshar lo avakesh, for whomever it is possible to request mercy? What do you mean, for whomever it is possible to request mercy? Of course people can request mercy. Who can't pray for his friend? Everybody's capable of praying. And so some say, and also people ask, why is this concept not in the verses? If it's such an important mitzvah, and if you don't do it, it's such a sin, then why is it not in the Torah? And so therefore, the Iyun Yaakov responds to both of these answers that indeed not everybody is capable to pray in this manner, because who can pray and have their prayers heard? This refers to a tzaddik. And so these words were said about the righteous people that whose prayers are typically heard. And so therefore, that's why the Gemara raises it in this question. That's why the Gemara says, whoever is capable, because they're a tzaddik and they're called a sinner, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah upon everybody to go around praying for everybody else. What is the reason why the Gemara doesn't push off this proof in the same manner in which it does later on in our text, where the Gemara tries to bring a proof for something else and says, well, maybe it's different because it's the masses. So maybe Shmuel only has to pray for the masses, but maybe for an individual, he wouldn't be required to pray. So the reason why the Gemara doesn't give that answer here, the Riaf explains in his commentary on the Ein Yaakov, because it's possible that the the generation of Shmuel had lost their merit, which comes with being a community. Because the reason is because they sinned as a community. And since they sinned as a community, therefore, they had lost the right to claim the merits of a community. And so that's the answer that's given to that question. The Gemara then goes on, and we won't have time to really go into this piece in detail, but the Gemara says a powerful phrase. Says Rava, im Talmud Chacham Hu, if the person who is in need of prayers is somebody who is a Torah scholar, or somebody who's very righteous, Tzorach Sheyachle Atzmo Olav, then the person who's praying for him needs not only to pray for him, but needs to make himself sick over the other person. Some say the word Yachah means expression of sick, and some say it means an expression of tsar, of pain. And meaning to say that it's not enough sometimes just to pray. We have to feel the pain that our friends are going through. We have to feel the sickness, chas v'shalom aleinu, but we have to actually feel it. If this person is just a person who we admire so much and they are in need of mercy, we need to completely bare our souls. And it's not enough just to ask for mercy. We have to really be at one with them, one in feeling their pain and one in feeling their distress.